Good afternoon. I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update. The largest fire in state history has turned deadly. 42-year-old Battalion Chief Matt Burchett was killed yesterday while battling the Mendocino Complex fire. Burchett was from Utah and had been a firefighter for 20 years. Officials say he jumped at the chance to come to California and help fight the fires.
He had a gleam in his eye, and he had a grin that you could not look at and not grin back. He was a doer. He was a creator.
CAL FIRE, the state of Utah, and Salt Lake County are all working together to bring Matt back home. The details of his funeral haven't been worked out yet. He leaves behind a wife and son, and this is the sixth firefighter death so far this fire season. California Governor Brown issuing a statement a short time ago, reading in part, "Firefighters from across the nation and world have selflessly battled California's massive wildfires, and sadly today we mourn the loss of one of those heroes." Some positive news on the Ferguson fire. Containment now sufficient to reopen Yosemite Valley. Parts of the national park have been closed for nearly 3 weeks. That fire has torn through more than 96,000 acres in the Sierra Nevada mountains just east of Mariposa. It is 86% contained at this point. But fires continue to burn across the state. New numbers from CAL FIRE show there are 11 large wildfires burning right now across California. More than 12,000 firefighters are on the front lines, and more than 740,000 acres have burned. About 2,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed. A coalition of utility and labor organizations is trying to convince lawmakers and the public that utilities need protection from wildfire liability.
When a wildfire impacts one of our communities, there's only one group of people who will pay for the damage, our customers. Costs paid by a utility will result in a rate increase.
California is only one of two states in the country where utilities can be held liable for damage from wildfires. In June, a CAL FIRE investigation blamed PG&E equipment failures for a dozen fires in Napa and Sonoma last October. More than 30 people died. Thousands of homes were lost. Losses are estimated at nearly $10 billion. With a new school year right around the corner, some students might find that there are fewer dress code restrictions. KPIX5's Juliet Goodrich has more.
Well, school starts next Monday here at Alameda Middle School, and there will be some changes to the dress code. That's thanks to two students who graduated from the middle school and tried to get the dress code revised. For 2 years, they faced an uphill battle, and now the Alameda Unified School District decided to lift several dress code restrictions. So here they are. Now students can wear hats, they can wear shorts at any length, they can wear spaghetti strap tank tops and ripped jeans. Now there are some things you can't wear. Things that are prohibited, the only restrictions for students include clothing displaying violence, pornographic images, or illegal activity. All those changes coming to the dress code, and school begins on Monday. In Alameda, Juliet Goodrich, KPIX 5.
Now to a developing situation in Italy, where at least 35 people have been killed and 8 others injured after a section of a highway bridge collapsed in Genoa, in northern Italy. Authorities say that it happened during a sudden and violent storm. About 20 vehicles were involved. Right now, crews and search dogs are going through the rubble looking for more victims, and it's not clear exactly what caused the collapse. But in London, police say that a man in his 20s is now under arrest after being caught on camera driving into a group of pedestrians outside the British Houses of Parliament. It happened during the morning rush hour. Authorities say several people were hurt. Fortunately, no one is in critical condition.
Given that this appears to be a deliberate act, the method, and this being an iconic site, we are treating it as a terrorist incident.
The suspect's being held on suspicion of terror offenses. Authorities say that he did act alone and is not cooperating with investigators. In a bizarre chase out of Stockton, CHP says this woman, 34-year-old Natasha Scott, stole an ambulance yesterday, took police on a high-speed chase, at times hitting speeds up to 90 miles per hour. And they say she took that ambulance from outside St. Joseph's Hospital. Now Scott is facing charges for stealing a vehicle, evading police, and other traffic violations. And the defense has rested in the trial of President Trump's one-time campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and they never called a single witness to testify. Manafort is facing bank and tax fraud charges. Prosecutors allege he made millions from his work for a Russia-friendly Ukrainian political party, then lied to get loans when the cash flow stopped. Closing arguments are set for tomorrow. Today, the Trump campaign filed a complaint against a former aide whose tell-all book breaches a confidentiality agreement. Omarosa Manigault-Newman's new book has sparked a war of words between her and the president. She's accused President Trump of being racist, and the president fired back, calling her a lowlife and a dog, something the White House says isn't about race, but all about Omarosa's character.
The fact is the president's an equal opportunity person that calls things like he sees it. He always fights fire with fire, and he certainly doesn't hold back on doing that across the board.
Omarosa also claims that during her time in the White House, the Trump administration was aware of a recording of the president using the N-word. It supposedly happened during his time on the TV show The Apprentice. White House officials say they talked about the possible existence of such a recording. However, they say the president has denied ever using such language. Warning for banks from the FBI of a potentially large cash-out scheme targeting ATMs by hackers. Cybersecurity blog Krebs on Security reports the FBI is warning millions of dollars could be stolen from ATMs around the globe in a matter of hours. Krebs goes on to say the scam may involve malware that could delete fraud controls within ATMs, including withdrawal limits. Krebs says the FBI is urging banks to review how they are handling their security. Southwest Airlines issuing some new rules today about emotional support animals. Starting in September, the airline will only allow cats and dogs, only one per customer, and the animal will have to be on a leash or in a carrier at all times. Also, passengers will need to show a letter from a doctor or a licensed mental health professional on the day of their departure. All right, you know, a bear can get into your car, but it can't always get out. Here's what happened in South Lake Tahoe when the owner of the car on the far right called the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office to say, hey, there's a bear stuck inside. I am out of here. The deputy used beanbag rounds to blow out the back window and, had the immediate effect they wanted, the bear making a quick exit. We'll be back another update top of the hour. You can watch or listen to the updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com and we'll see you at the boardwalk.